Video: Armed group allegedly commits 10 robberies in 30 minutes in Chicago. By Amy Furr on May 15, 2023. Chicago law enforcement said armed robbers were involved in 10 holdups over the course of 30 minutes on Sunday. The incidents happened on the west and northwest sides, and police said a group of four men wearing ski masks and hoodies targeted several people while riding in a gray Hyundai Elantra, according to CWV Chicago. Chicago police have confirmed the group attacked a nearly 60-year-old man. That incident was caught on camera and shows the gray vehicle pull up alongside a white van parked on West Dickens. Three individuals exit the car and appear to be holding guns while aiming them at the victim. Per the CWV report, they opened the driver's side door, removed the man, beat him up, then took his property before fleeing the scene. Police allege the group robbed about three others in the following minutes. The group is also accused of committing similar robberies in the area involving people walking on sidewalks or parking their cars. The outlet listed the locations and times when the incidents occurred. The 3900 block of West North Avenue in Humboldt Park at 7:20 a.m. The 3900 block of West Lamoina in Humboldt Park at 7:30 a.m. The 1800 block of North Kedvale in Hermosa at 7:32 a.m. The 4100 block of West Wabanzia in Hermosa at 7:34 a.m. The 4400 block of West Palmer in Hermosa at 7:35 a.m. and again at 7:37 a.m. The 4300 block of West Dickens in Hermosa, video above, at 7:38 a.m. The 2200 block of North Kenneth in Hermosa at 7:40 a.m. The 1700 block of North Pulaski in Hermosa at 7:41 a.m. The 4100 block of West Palmer in Hermosa at 7:50 a.m. One social media user who commented on the report said, "Well, that neighborhood vote for Brandon Johnson. They got what they deserve. Well, let's see how our new mayor handles this," another replied. In April, Johnson, the far-left progressive candidate who ran on a plan to defund Chicago's police, won his runoff campaign to become mayor, according to Breitbart News. The outlet said he previously criticized the now-deposed Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who opposed defunding the police, and insisted that she's on the wrong side of history, and the other side of the building has to come to their own reckoning. Johnson also said, "This will give the county commissioners a roadmap for taking millions of waste spent on incarceration and policing and reinvesting it." Per the CWV Chicago report, law enforcement described the suspects as black men whose ages range from 18 to 25 years old. Citizens with more information about the incidents were urged to call Area 5 detectives by dialing 312-746-7394 and reporting on crime pattern P235037. Breitbart News has covered extensively gun crimes plaguing Chicago residents.